One of the stories that we found interesting yesterday, John, I'm sure you did too, was the Agar brothers playing for Australia, in the squad for Australia for the one day. Wes got the chance to be a part of the action, and Ashton was in fact carrying the drinks, but very importantly, presented him with his cap, which was pretty cool. Let's have a listen to how some of it went down in the West Indies yesterday.
I'm starting in our backyard in South Avenue, playing backyard cricket with Will and I. Playing for Mickenan, junior career club. Just playing with Will. Playing with him there with your gut hanging out over your thigh pad sometimes. Some photos of that. Mum, Dad, Will and I are so proud of you. And we love you so much.
There's a fair bit of emotion in that from Ashton as he presented the Australian cap to brother Wes. And I wonder how Father John was feeling about that, watching it all unfold. He's been good enough to join us. John Agar, welcome to The Breakfast Club.
G'day, how are you going?
We're going all right, thanks. When you hear that and that audio from Ashton as he presented the cap to Wes, how do you feel? How does the family feel when all that unfolds?
Oh, gee, there was a lot of emotion there. And I watched with a tear in my eye and... it was amazing, yeah. I think that, you know, the boys are really close, and I think for Ash to be able to present his cap to him was a big deal, and, yeah, I kind of expected that, really. The boys love each other, don't
they? Yeah, he talked about that post in another interview at Cricket Website, that you're a really tight family, and you would have known that it was half a chance to happen when Wes was on the plane to the Windies, but having two sons representing their nation, can you believe what's happening?
Well, I remember being interviewed when Ash played his first test match, and one of the commentators said to me, gosh, well, one of the other boys ever played for Australia. I said, that'll be a dream come true, wouldn't it? A few years later, here we are. So, look, it's just amazing. It's, you know, they're all pretty good cricketers, all three of them, actually. And I've got another son, Will, and the two of them have gone on to play for Australia. And, you know, we're a super proud family. We're just really proud. I mean, you know, I was emotional yesterday as well, so just chock-a-block full of nervous energy. I had a headache last night.
John, I want to ask you about the sacrifices that the boys have made, because we were talking about it yesterday, just about Ashton having to go over to Western Australia to try and further his career, get out of his comfort zone to get opportunities, and then his brother Wes having to do a similar thing, having to go across to South Australia. I mean, they've made incredible sacrifices to get to this point. Can you share a little bit of that as a father, what they've gone through?
I mean, both boys really could have played in Victoria. Victoria was very good to them, and they both really offered contracts. I think, you know, in professional sport now, you go where you can get a game, and we can get a game reasonably early, and I think they both made those decisions based on that. It's hard because we've got three boys, and like I said, they're all close together. But moving away from home and doing what they've had to do, it's hard. You know, it's probably the same as a footballer these days. But they've been successful at what they've done. And they've got games, and I guess it's games under your belt, and getting an opportunity is what it's all about. And then taking the opportunity. But you know, there's no easy road. They work hard, and, you know, good luck to them. It's a hard road. They've done well. And they have to go and play for their country, and it seems harder again. So, they have made sacrifices. So I've got one boy at home, I've got one in South Australia, one in Western Australia, and so they're not together anymore. They were as little ones, because I had three boys under four, so they're all fairly close in age and all very close, but now they're in different states. I think sometimes that separation, that distance makes it a little hard, but it just means that when they're together, they have a really, really good time. So, and we were able to do that recently when Ashton got married. So, they have made sacrifices to go and play, but they play under wonderful coaches, under wonderful state systems. They're well looked after, and we can't ask for any more as parents, really. So,
Do you forecast it gets a bit easier to watch now that you've got through the first one with Wes?
Yeah. It was really getting through the first three balls. And, you know, you just, I don't know, like any parent who watches a kid playing sport, you you just want them to run in and you want them to do well. And you want the team to win. You want them to be able to sing the song at the end of the game, and you know, just the whole big deal. And it gets broadcast worldwide. So I think, yeah, nervous energy is the way to say. I often say to my friends, you know, when Ash plays, I hide behind the couch and watch with one eye. And you know, saying to people yesterday, how can I watch it with no eyes open? I said it's going to be pretty tough. It's just you're full of nervous energy, and yeah, I thought he did really well. And you know, he bowled good lines and lengths, and did what he had to do. And he didn't get taken down by some of the biggest hitters in the world. And yeah. You know, so it was good. It was fun. It was, you know, we make a big song and dance, and we got lots and lots and lots of messages come through on the phone, things like that. So the whole cricket family, if you want to call it that, you know, around Australia, all people we know in Melbourne, they all wished him well. And so, it, you know, I guess watching from outside, people say, oh, he's been picked for, you know, played for Australia, that's good. But inside, we're all jumping around and having a great time. So, yeah.
Well, it was a great day for the family. Certainly a great day for the boys, for Wes, and a great day for Mum and Dad, I'm sure. But we don't want to give you another headache, John. So I'll let you get back and just relax for a little while after the big hive yesterday. But, and we'll chat to you soon.
It wasn't that bad. I'm probably embellishing it a little bit, but I'm sure it was fair bit
nervous. No, I'm sure that's right. Enjoy the rest of the series. Can't wait to see how both the boys go for Australia.
Thank you very much. Okay, see you then.
Good stuff. John Agar, father of Wes and Ash.